Deborah Marshall and Suzanne V.A. Smith here this morning. How you doing, ladies?
Fine. Staying dry.
And actually, we're going to talk about planned giving for KH&S.
That sounds like a good thing. Yeah. And we'll go ahead and jump right. So let's see. I'll first want to let you know both of these ladies are on the KHNS Board of Directors. Deborah is our treasurer, and Suzanne is our secretary. And yeah, she said they're here to talk about planned giving to help support KHNS.
Yes, we are. And Russ is our amazing chairperson.
We keep things going.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll start.
Okay.
Sure. And I'm here to, I hope you've had a cup of coffee. This is tax information.
Fun stuff.
But yes, there are several ways that you can give to KHNS that we don't talk about on a regular basis. And one of those is, for those of us who are nearing 70 or well into our 70s, if you have a traditional IRA, you can make tax-free IRA contributions directly to KHNS or any other qualified 501c3. And this is a good deal because by 72, you're going to be required to take a distribution from your traditional IRA. It's called an RMD, a required minimum distribution. And that money will be taxed unless you figure out how to move it directly to a 501c3 or to KHNS. And you can work that out. I'm working it out with my Schwab account right now because I am over 70 and a half, it turns out. You have to figure out the gift before December 31st and checks payable to KHNS. And think about it, because you will be, those of us who are over 70 and a half, required to take these distributions from your traditional IRA. And they will be taxed unless you direct them to a nonprofit. And it's kind of a good deal. Now, you can start this when you're 70 and a half. You don't have to wait until you're 72. But by 72, you will have those required distributions, and they will be taxed. And let's avoid the tax and send the money straight to this amazing local public radio station.
That sounds like a great plan.
And I'm here to also talk a little bit about legacy. You know, people take that word and think of legacy giving and leaving a legacy. A lot of people think you have to have wealth, great deal of wealth, to leave a legacy, but you don't. Your legacy is what you would like to leave behind. So if you are planning to make a will or have made a will, you think about your loved ones first, your family first, usually, and make sure they're taken care of. But even if you have $500 in the bank, and if you want to give 100 to KHNS or any other local nonprofit, that's a way to do it. Every little bit helps. So you don't have to have enormous wealth or really any wealth to leave a legacy. You decide what you want to leave behind, what you want to do with your house, your belongings, what cash you might have in bank accounts. So that's your legacy. In other words, if you've been here in Haines or Skagway and Clukwan and have always donated to the radio station, maybe you would like to leave something to the radio station when you pass, which is always nice. So part of that is I recently updated my information, and in our wills and estate plans, we put that we would like to leave, I don't know, a certain amount to KHNS, and we listed a certain amount, a specific amount. Or you can make it a little bit simpler and leave a percentage of what you might have left. In other words, if you have a checking and a savings and maybe an investment account, you can say, well, I'd like to leave 1% of those to KHNS, something like that. One other thing that's important is that you can do that in your will. You don't need an estate plan. If you have a will and have it notarized, you can write those things in very simply. It will be respected by the law. But one thing to think about is that whatever you do, it will make a great impact. And for budgetary reasons, for any local nonprofit like KHNS that you might give to, there are some short forms to fill out. And basically, it's called a declaration of intent. And you just fill out a very simple one-page form, and you sign it and list the intent of how much you plan to give. And so the station or any other local nonprofit will have that heads up, and that helps them plan for the future. A few years ago, when Alexandria Fite passed away, mm-hmm. and she was a great volunteer and supporter, and she left KHNS a considerable fund, a considerable amount of money, and it was so welcome, but we had no idea it was coming. And it is nice for any organization to know that's out there in the future, so we can look at our yearly budgets and just be more wise about where we're allotting funds, what we can plan on. Of course, you can't plan when somebody passes away, but you see that in the future. So this is all about planning, and it benefits you as an individual because it leaves a legacy. If you've always valued public radio, when you die, you can leave something to public radio. And if that's important to you, that's part of your legacy.
And I think, too, what you said at the beginning about that every little bit helps. It doesn't have to be some huge amount.
No.
That everything is welcome to to keep things going.
$100 is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saving money.
Yep.
I remember for a while I was on a very strict budget, and I would say, okay, I can spend $20 a day, and that's it. That included food.
Right.
And so if I even had $2 left over from the $20 a day, I'd stick it in a little envelope in my safe, and it built up.
Yeah, over
and
time.
I had, you know, suddenly I had $500 in there, and I was like, great, now I can pay part of the mortgage with that, or I've got some money that we can go on vacation with. So it's all about planning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Monday morning. Planning. It's raining. You can sit at your desk and figure these things out.
That's right.
Instead of go catch a coho in the muddy river.
Yeah.
Who is it at the Hamburger Air McDonald's who supports public radio?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. Huh. There are people out there with significant estates who have made a huge difference with public radio, and we can all make a little difference up here in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Yeah, and people do, and it's great to just have the heads up. I remember a long time ago when I was on the board of the Haines Dolphin Swim Team, we were left a considerable amount of money from Fred Sloan and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we had no idea it was coming. So we want to make it easy for you to spend your money and use your money. So you can just access a very short form, just give KHNS a call, write down what your intent is, and so we have a heads up that something.
Right. And then if you do change your mind in the future, the will is the final word, not the letter of
right.
intent.
That's right. Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's not like you're totally set in there, but it said, it gives gives the nonprofit a heads up.
Yeah.
And for those of us, again, in our 70s, 80s, and 90s, this setup for your direct donation on an annual basis with your required minimum distribution, you can set that up and you don't have to think about it again. In my case, I'm going to make my RMD, my budget for donations to 501c3s, mm-hmm. set it up, and then it happens. I don't have to think about it, and I also won't be taxed on that income. So.
Right.
Always great to avoid taxes. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's good to talk to your children about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when we were raising our kids, when they would get money from either the permanent fund or money from a relative for their birthday or Christmas, we would say the permanent fund we kind of socked away, but we always gave them a small amount. And we would say, okay, well, you can keep some, save some, give some away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all split evenly. And then your child learns who to give, who they mm-hmm. want to give to. I remember our daughters always gave to HARC, always, with the pick, click, give. And it, you know, setting up planning and giving like that really teaches your kids good budgetary and good community ethics, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Philanthropy. Yeah. On any scale.
Yeah.
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 Always feels good.
Yeah.
Helping
yeah.
somebody or something else out.
Does. Great.
And what else we got? Anything else on giving, or did you want to talk about, we've got our annual membership meeting. Is it time to
Wednesday,
talk a bit about that?
Wednesday, 5 o'clock at the brewery.
Yeah.
Be there. Don't
back
be
in
square.
Person. Yeah.
And it's always just a chance to get together with a group, and there'll be regular clients at the brewery, and that's always fun because I don't go there that much because I don't drink, but the brewery has root beers and teas,
tea,
and we'll have
really
refreshments.
Good ginger, ginger beer also, non-alcoholic,
But yeah, this has special been 3 years since we've been in person.
Yeah, we've been Zooming due to COVID most of the world, but back in person meeting, looking forward to that.
Honoring Kay Clements, who I'm sure you saw the article in the newspaper, she is moving on, and we need to raise a toast in her honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. 13 years she's been keeping the station running smooth here. And somebody was commenting how they're, back in the day during various times over the years, things were not running so smooth here.
Exactly.
But she's been doing a great job keeping things going, managing people, keeping the money coming in, all that good stuff. And hate to see her go, but happy for her to move on to her next big
chapter.
Adventure, next chapter. Yeah. So she will, of course, be there as well Sunday night, so you can thank her directly. I mean, Wednesday night. It's Monday morning, like you said.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so that's 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Haynes Brewing Company, and we'll have some appetizer, finger food, and such, and as Suzanne said, just all kinds of fun people to see.
And we'll have, for those of you who might show up and aren't members, you can become a member.
That's
right. We'll have a legacy gift form in case you feel like filling it out.
Right. And Deborah and Russ, how much is it to become a basic member?
I think it's $60.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, it used to be $50. I think it got raised to $60 a year or two ago. So $60 is all for a membership, and then you get voting rights also. That's another thing we do Wednesday, is count up the votes for the, we've got, we'll have at least one new board member joining us from Skagway, it looks like. So that'll be great.
Yeah.
And also we'll be introducing our new manager that we have hired. So.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. And it'll be really exciting. And again, if people do decide they want to leave a small amount to KHNS in their wills or in their estate plans, they're welcome to contact me at 907-303-9334. And I can walk them through a real simple how to get the form, how to fill it out, and things like that, answer any questions. So.
Great.
Yeah. That's nice. I should do the same.
Yeah.
So I think I understand this RMD business. So Deborah Marshall, 907-314-0981. Yeah. I can help you with that.
Yep. And you can always just call the station too.
Yeah.
766-2020 and 983-2853.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Deborah Marshall and Suzanne V.A. Smith here for talking about KHNS. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you, Russ. Great music.
Thanks.